This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Following yesterday's announcement that deportations under the next presidential administration could come with a national emergency declaration and with the U.S. military, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state will go to court if necessary to preserve the state's policies, just like it did when the previous administration tried to withhold federal funding because it considered Colorado a sanctuary state.
The best sign of what we may face, I believe, is what we have faced before. They had agendas last time that were thwarted because courts stood up for the rule of law.
Weiser also says he would push back against sharing any data the state might have collected about new migrants. Survivors and family members of people killed in the 2022 mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs have filed lawsuits against the sheriff's office and the club's owners. They allege the shooting could have been prevented. They point to the shooter's arrest a year earlier for kidnapping their own grandparents and reportedly threatening to become a mass killer. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office will not comment on the litigation. Today is the two-year anniversary of the Club Q attack. Denver International Airport is on track to reach 100 million passengers annually by 2027. The new projection means DIA expects to reach that mark years ahead of schedule. But CPR's Haley May reports the bump in traffic has led to poorer customer satisfaction ratings measured by J.D. Power. She says the airport expects satisfaction to rise once construction ends.
The construction is supposed to wrap up in the Grand Hall in 2027. And in the fall next year, we should see the opening of a new security checkpoint, which should help speed things up and reduce crowding.
CPR's Haley May. As usual, the airline industry expects next week's Thanksgiving travel to be the busiest time of year. This is CPR News and KRCC.